Christmas.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you
good
for
to see you.
Oh,
come on in.
Thanks for inviting us.
This is your invitation to join Terry Clark and his friends during the next hour for Christmas at Home Live, a special program of Christmas music and fellowship recorded live in the living room of Terry's Southern California home. Christmas at Home Live features Bill Batstone, Jeff Lambs, Bob Soma, and Chelsea Ward, along with Terry's special guest, Bob Bennett. Take some time during this busy Christmas season to relax, maybe put your feet up, and enjoy the home of Terry and Nancy Clark as you celebrate the birth of our Lord.
Everything is going to be pretty spontaneous. We've got neighbors. We've got longtime friends. We've got, obviously, the best musicians in three continents. And for people who are just listening, they can't see you. And I'm really sorry for them, actually, because this is a great view. I would like for you to just say Merry Christmas to whoever's listening, okay? Go ahead.
Merry Christmas!
See, they really are there. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, Billy. Focus for a moment on the shepherds who came into Bethlehem. You know, it was interesting, and I think it will always be interesting that God announced the birth. The angels announced the birth of God in human flesh, not to the courts of the king, but to pretty much people like us. Maybe even people that we might not talk to. The shepherds were just one step above prisoners in the pen, only because they had a job. and they were looking after other people's sheep out away from everybody, their families probably, spending who knows how long away from their families just for this job, to stay out of jail probably. They weren't very trusted. They were probably considered the most untrusty people, citizens of the country. And this was the group of people that the angels appeared to. And I don't think it looked like most of the little cantata things that we've seen in church with everybody in white robes and kind of in order, standing on risers. I think they were boogieing right across heaven, because this was their chance to appear to people on earth, to be seeable, visible, and I think they were just letting it rip. And it says it was pretty awesomely loud and bright, and it must have blown these shepherds. I mean, I've often wondered what happened to the sheep. You know, they must have took off. But the shepherds were definitely amazed at the news. And it wasn't obscure news. I think that's one of the things that struck me in the story, is that everybody seemed to know that the Messiah was supposed to come. They didn't exactly know when or how. They had that mixed up pretty good. But here the angels were making it very clear to these guys, he's here now. And the light, basically, and the angels tell them, right over there, he's right in that stable over there. And of all places, God being born in a stable and wrapped in cloths and laid in a feeding trough for the animals. I don't know about you, but that says an awful lot to me. It says to me that God wanted us. He wanted us so badly that he became one of us to bring us home, to show us what it was like, what a real man looked like. And I think there's no question in my mind he was the first man, real man. He's probably still the only real man, but there's a bunch of us, you know, trying to catch up to our big brother and our king, our savior. But here's this little baby in the manger and these rough old shepherds coming in to see this sweet little baby. I don't know if he was sweet or not, but it's sentimental. I think he was. I mean, he was all wrapped up, so maybe that's why they wrapped him up, so they would just be sweet. Not be just screaming and flailing everywhere. But this is about what the shepherd's response was to that scene. Baby, just
little baby lying in a manger, a sweet little boy, he's just a stranger. But up on the mountain I heard the angels praise his name. Up there on the mountain I heard the angels praise his name. Just a sweet little baby lying in a manger, a sweet little boy, he's just a stranger. But from this day on I know the promised King has come. From this day on I'll tell the world the King has come. 'Cause he's the King of kings, he is the Lord of lords, he is the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, and he's right here in front of me. Just a baby, just a baby.
For more than 60 years, Mission Aviation Fellowship has overcome barriers to the gospel by using airplanes to reach isolated people in the remotest parts of the earth. Today, MAF teams of aviation, communications, and technology specialists are transforming lives and making it possible for more than 800 other organizations and thousands of missionaries around the world to serve in these rugged areas. For more information, please visit www.maf.org. That's maf.org.
These guys in this room are part of a little group that meets on Tuesdays if we're in town in one of our houses for a whole lot of coffee. But we do more than just drink coffee, because, you know, you have to. Once you drink a little of that, you have to do something and talk a lot usually. But the main thing we do is that we carry one another's burdens. It's a place to be open and be friends. And that person taking his place in the central zone there is a very good part of that Tuesday morning, but also a very strong part of the fabric of what I guess you would call contemporary Christian music. Yet he has kept a folk flavor and the ability to lyricize subjects and issues in that context that really has to have that medium to do that, right, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean this flippantly, but when I get in discussions with people, I sort of tell them that I feel like I have a ministry, in the sense that every believer has a ministry with a sort of a lowercase m. But my first task is to be a communicator. And if I can communicate truthfully and tell truthful stories as best I can, then, you know, hopefully when that all shakes down, people will be served, you know, by those songs.
Well, so let's hear your take on this birth that changed all of our lives. Bob Bennett, folks.
This is a song that was written by my friend Michael Aguilar. And he allowed me to sort of add a second half onto the thing. So it's called Born to Die.
Shepherds, hear the angel's song. Glory to God for all he has done. A Savior for a fallen race.
Messiah's finally come. A star shines from the eastern sky to light this heavenly choir on high. Peace will come between God and men. Messiah's finally come. Nestled in a crib of hay, now he's sleeping. The angel song begins to fade, now they're weeping. For even though he brings us life, this child was born up my little segment here with a new song. And if I were to introduce the reasons why I wrote it, then there would be no need to sing the song. So I've opted to sing the song. It's a song called It May Not Have Been December. Was a different day when Jesus was born long ago. For shepherds in fields at night would not have been a winter sight. What season it was, we cannot know. But a calendar date is not the thing we celebrate. It's the miracle of mercy we remember, when God the Son wore human skin to save us from our sin. Though it may not have been December, some astronomers suppose a planet arose, Venus on a clear night, not a star. No anomaly of astronomy without a telescope to see. The naked eye can only go so far. But whatever glowed that night, God proclaimed, let there be light. So we are living in creation's burning embers. For the one whose wounds were planned, stretched out a baby's hand.
though it may not have been December. It's not that facts don't really matter. It's a question of what really matters more. In an endless war of words, the good news goes unheard, and we set aside what Christmastide is for. There are some who say there are countless ways that the life of the Spirit is expressed. You can take your choice of any truth, any voice. Keep only what you choose and lose the rest. But out of eternity, God stepped into history as humankind's first immortal member. And goodwill comes to earth through our blessed Savior's birth. Though it may not have been December, may not have been in December.
I want to have Billy Best, Don't Blow Your Mind. He's right over there with that beautiful pink shirt.
I want to do a song for you. Actually, it was inspired by a phone call or a letter from Bob Bennett somehow. I don't know. He was working for a record company at the time and sent a letter out saying, we want to do an original of a bunch of new Christmas songs. And so I wrote this one on a deadline sort of thing and sent it on in. It was inspired by probably by a chapter in the Bible, Philippians chapter 2, where it talks about Jesus being equal with God, but then humbling himself and becoming obedient, taking on the likeness of humanity, and as it talks about becoming obedient to the point of death. But I think the part that's a great paradox in the New Testament about the king becoming a baby, the king, the greatest of all becoming the most humble of all, and this song is called "He Took the Form of Man." Brought riches to the earth, took the form of man. Oh.
With me was my wife, Nancy.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I want to introduce some more special friends. Bob Soma is the one that's making the beautiful guitar sounds over there in the corner. Bob has given us something very special. And it's not just music, but it's a new package that some music comes in. And her name is Chelsea Ward. This is Bob's daughter, Chelsea Ward. And
nice work, Bob.
And what makes her very special now is the fact that Chelsea has now become the mother of Evelyn May Ward, Bob's granddaughter. She's the mother of Bob's granddaughter, right?
I made him a grandpa.
Chelsea, it's great to have you here
Thank
with
you.
Us.
Thanks.
And
you
have a great voice. She's one of the best kept secrets. You'll know what I mean when she opens her mouth. So let's hear a little bit of that.
Christ the King, who shepherds God.
One of the best songwriters that we have today. Billy's been around a little while too, almost as long as me. But we've run into each other all over the world, and it's been a great plus to our lives to have Billy be close. Billy's been a big part of my musical life, and I've, as I mentioned before, I sung a lot of his songs, but Billy has an ability to press into, in a simple way, a subject matter that just cracks open your heart. And he's got a very special ability to do that.
I want to play a song called, this is one that Terry recorded on, I think, is it on this Christmas?
It's right.
On, yeah, and then... It was inspired by two really radically different things. One was a poem by T.S. Eliot called "Journey of the Magi," and then also one of those little precious moments figurines. So it's kind of weird. Because there was a little shepherd, a little cute little shepherd guy with, and it said, "We have seen his star," or something. And
with the big eyes, right?
Or no, he was a shepherd guy. He was a wise man. A little guy with a wise man or something. I guess he had a pointed hat or something. A little precious moments guy. But then there was at the same time I heard this poem by T.S. Eliot, and so the two kind of, I don't know if they work together or not. We'll find out.
We'll see.
Right. Two, three, four.
We have seen his star rising in the night, and followed it to find the king who came to bring a ring of light. And underneath this beam, he was born tonight, and we'll worship him.
Bob, don't you have a little a new ditty that you were working on just today?
Actually, I do, and I've been. This is going to be. I have to set the stage very briefly.
This is a Christmas song.
Yeah, I wrote another song using this same format and same tune about Easter, and that'll have to be another
we'll use that
later. At Home with Terry Clark episode.
Yeah.
But with this one, I wrote a little song called the Santa Claus song, and it's meant to be helpful, and to basically target intellectually the lowest common denominator, and I hope it really, really blesses your simple heart. Santa Claus was not born in a manger. His mother did not wrap him in fur-trimmed swaddling clothes. And Jesus did not slide down your chimney. I know that's kind of confusing. It's not that I don't like Santa Claus, that's not it. Don't get me wrong. It's just that Santa is not the fulfillment of several hundred years of biblical prophecies, at least as far as I know in this song. Every season, some folks have a great proclivity to act as though we celebrate a giant elfin nativity. But there's a much better Christmas story to tell. Jesus takes Santa's good and bad list and blows it all to smithereens. I hope this musical reminder gives your brain a little tingle. Except for that gift thing, Jesus is not anything like Kris Kringle. And finally, now I send you a greeting, a glass of eggnog I will raise. Along with the ACLU, I wish you happy holidays. Santa Claus was not born in a manger. Saint Nick would not get ticked at the money changers. Thank you so much. Yeah, just trying to raise the bar a bit. Songwriting wise. Well, would you like me to take it from the totally ridiculous to the totally not ridiculous?
I think it would be a good idea, Bob.
This is a carol that I first heard on a Christmas album, and what is known about it is that the text was written anonymously in the middle of the 18th century, and the musical setting was written in the mid-1940s by a woman named Elizabeth Poston. And it has one of the most lovely and unusual lyrics for a carol that I've ever heard. The tree of life my soul has seen, laden with fruit and always green. The tree of life my soul has seen, laden with fruit and always green. The trees of nature fruitless be, compared with Christ, the apple tree. His beauty doth all things excel. By faith I know, but ne'er can tell. His beauty doth all things excel. By faith I know, but ne'er can tell. The glory which I now can see in Jesus Christ, the apple tree. For happiness I long have sought, and pleasures dearly have I bought. For happiness I long have sought,
Christ, the apple tree. This fruit doth make my soul to thrive. It keeps my dying faith alive. This fruit doth make my soul to thrive. It keeps my dying faith alive, which makes my soul in haste to be with Jesus Christ, the apple tree. Which makes my soul in haste to be with Jesus Christ, the apple tree.
I saw something the other day that I felt like I should share with you. There was a scripture in Hebrews that said that Jesus ascended to the Father. Yes, after his resurrection, he visibly left. The guys said, you know, they watched him go up into a cloud, it says, and then they just stood there and were still looking up, and the angel goes, well, what are you looking at? He's gone. He's up there. You're not going to see him. So no use looking up here. He's going to come back in the same way. But the fact is that he soon showed up to be inside of them. And one aspect of that is that, you know, you had to take a number to talk to Jesus while he was here in his ministry time in the flesh. You had to take a number to talk to him. Not very many people personally had access to Jesus just because of the crowds. But it says that he ascended to the right hand of the Father. By the way, that's where he came from. He went back, but as a human being now. Fully man, but still fully God. And definitely qualified now to be our advocate for anything that we face. You can tell the stories about him coming as a baby. You can tell the stories of when he was 12 in the temple and his parents abandoned him because they thought he was in the caravan. But when they get back, he goes, well, didn't you know where I would be? And then it kind of fast forwards to when he shows up at the Jordan and John the Baptist introduces him. The Lamb of God, he said. That baby that was born in Bethlehem in the stable was the Lamb of God. He's always more. He's going to be more tomorrow to each one of us if we want to look at him. He's going to be more than we thought he ever could be. And that's going to be happening right through eternity for most of us.
But he's more than
Christmas from Catalyst Ministries and CatalystPeople.com.
You are listening to InSearch Radio, dedicated to providing inspirational and important content for you and your family. You can listen to our broadcast through our website at InSearch.com or pick up our podcast through iTunes. We encourage you to post your own story and to share our content with others.
This is John DeSalvo, and I want to tell you about an incredible product for your car called 5-Star Shine. Once you use this, you'll never have to wax your car again, and it will always look bright and clean. 5-Star Shine is the only paint protection system ever granted a U.S. patent and used by the U.S. Navy in the world's harshest marine environments. 5-Star Shine protects cars, trucks, SUVs, boats, and aircraft for years, and keeps them much cleaner between washes with a super slick coating. It also keeps your vehicles always looking their best. In addition to the world-famous 5-Star Shine paint protection system, 5-Star Shine also offers car dent removers, car scratch removers, products for removing ugly oil stains from driveways, and so much more. Check out their website and their products at 5starshine.com, and that's the number 5, 5starshine.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Enjoy the music of Christian singer and songwriter Terry Clark. Terry's music can be purchased on iTunes. This is his song, Thank You, Jesus.
I was so far away, as far as ever I could stray. But you were there to bring me back.
Hello, this is Terry Clark. I am honored to provide an oasis in your day of music, commentary, and conversation between friends focused on what the Lord is revealing to us as we walk with Him along the paths and among the people He has designed us for. Terry Clark and Friends, right here on InSearch.com Radio, starting August 2nd and continuing every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Set an alarm for the appropriate time in your time zone and join us.